Hello and welcome to a summer edition of Basketball. I'm Sean Woodley.
I'm Katie Heindel.
And today's show is not brought to you by anybody. It's a bit of a reprieve from our typical format of the podcast. We have lots of stuff from the last year plus of doing the podcast that we've decided to repurpose as we take a bit of a break ourselves from recording each week. And so we hope you enjoy some of these very wonderful segments. We don't know which segments they're going to be as we record it. So let's just guess, Katie, what do you think should be some of the segments?
What have been some greatest hits? I feel like we're going to get a... Did either Stan Van or did someone say this?
Yeah, did Stan Van say this, I think, is a pretty much a classic at this point.
That's coming out.
We got a new version of Sean Keane doing impressions as well. I know we replayed the first one around Christmas, but if it's we got a second version of that, so I bet that'll be in there.
Well, we have a live reading, like a NBA theater problem. Maybe we might. We might.
Oh, yeah. We did the Halloween episode. Maybe we'll air the Halloween episode, the Ben Simmons swamp creature one. Yeah.
We could also be wrong about all of this.
Yeah, there's a very good chance that our wonderful producer Dylan has already decided which segments we'll be airing, and we've totally gotten it wrong. But, you know, maybe we'll be right. who's to say? Oh, I bet the one that will get used is where we tried to compare NBA teams to 80s bangers with such
one.
Classics.
Yeah. Like,
I forget the songs we use, but I feel like Beds Are Burning was in there. The title of the podcast was Bens Are Burning, so I think that was about Ben Simmons and also 80s songs. Either way, Katie, I hope your summer is going well. Is it going well this is aired on the second week of August? How's Summer League going? You've already been there for 4 days at this point. How's it going?
I hope it's going well.
Awesome. And then how's it going for the week after that? Because that this could also be airing then as well.
I hope it's all going well.
Yeah, I'm going to guess August was pretty tight. That's, I think, going to be the blanket statement. All right, without further ado, let's get to it. Some of our very classic segments that you're going to hear, not just this week, but in future weeks as well. You'll probably hear this very, very clunky opening as well. It's difficult to do an opening for a show that you don't know what the content is going to be, as it turns out. But we love you. Thank you so much for being our supporters. Thank you for being cool with us, taking a little bit of a break as we play the hits from Basketball? All right, Katie, you have concocted a segment that we're trying out this week that I am very excited for, but I'm going to turn it over to you to explain because it is your brainchild. What you got for me?
We're trying a new segment this week called Did Stan Van Say This? So basically, I'm going to read Sean quote Stan Van tweets, and he'll determine if they're real or not, slash if Stan Van actually said them. So pretty straightforward, I think.
Yeah. What was the impetus for this segment from you, Katie? Obviously, you had the wonderful feature on Stan Van Gundy last week. But what is the sort of reasoning behind bringing this to me now and putting me on the spot to know Stan Van's tweets?
Because I'd love to trick you and put you on the spot.
That's cool. That's fair. are you going to do read the tweets in Stan Van's voice?
No, absolutely.
Can you do a Stan Van impression at all?
No, you know what? Like when I talked to him over the phone, I thought like I was so primed for like the voice that I anticipated, like that kind of screaming.
Yeah,
voice,
the crackly. Yeah.
Yeah. Like sometimes he sounds like he's like got a deep New Jersey accent almost, but he doesn't really sound like that. And if anything, like when you really start to get into it and talk about stuff that's sort of near and dear to him and like really important, and he gets like super impassioned, he's just like, he's like an orator. Like he's just, his voice is very calm, very steady. If anything, he's a little bit humble. Like I think, you know, some of the things we talked about where I, you know, would say like obviously putting a lot of importance on him and things he did, he was a little bit shy, which I kind of appreciated, you know, like he's not like this outsized ego, which I think like a lot of coaches, especially a coach, you know, as stubborn as he's been, kind of get pegged for.
Really plays well on TV too, not being like an arrogant, like ego man. He's just like, he's just excellent on TV. That Iron Eagle Van Gundy pairing is unbelievable. It is so good.
I will say when we were connected and he was like, hello, That's the first thing he said to me. I did almost have like a panic attack. I was just like, that was too perfect. Like, that was something I was expecting.
That's outstanding. So how many tweets do you have for me here, Katie?
I mean, I have a few, so I'm going to just go through and like, we'll see, maybe I won't get to them all. I'm more curious to see how you'll do. So basically what I want you to do, is just tell me, yeah, like did Stanman say this? So you could say like, yes or no.
Another clarification, are the tweets that are not Stan Van's real tweets from somebody else, or are they made up tweets by you?
They're real tweets. These are all real tweets.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
I'm ready. I think this is going to be bad, but let's go.
First tweet. The mission of the Department of Defense is to keep Americans safe. The greatest threat to our safety is COVID-19. With our nation in urgent need of more testing, faster results, more PPE, etc., why don't we cut the defense budget and reallocate it to fight our biggest enemy, the virus? Question mark. Did Sandman say this?
I'm going to say, look, all of these are going to be very similar, I think, and he has a certain leaning on his Twitter lately, and this certainly falls into it. I'm going to say this is not Stan Van, though.
It is.
Damn it.
I thought that
I
was
to
like a
box you.
An easy, like, you know, slow. I was like, what's a slow ball? But I don't know baseball enough to know what an easy pitch is.
Off speed so pitch? Yeah.
That was a real underhander. and you missed it. Okay.
Well, so I'm in the headspace now that you're trying to trick me because you said that's why you wanted to do the segment. So I thought maybe it was too obvious that you would start with a real Stan Van tweet. So I was trying to, again, outfox you.
And, fair.
No,
that's
just
trying to
worked.
Keep you on your toes.
All right. I'm on my toes. I've got them. I'm on my like tippy toes now. I'm going to break my toes. And send me sweet tweet number two. Sweet number two? Sweet tweet?
Sweet
whatever.
Tweet number two. Tweet number two. Anyone find it ironic that the, quote, land of the free incarcerates more of its citizens than any other country in the world by far?
Oh, man. See, that doesn't feel as researched, and like, I feel like Stan Van's dropping evidence and with like full figures on the incarceration percentages and things like that. So I'm going to say that is not Stan Van.
It is.
Fuck. 0-2. All right. Let's go.
Tweet number three. Senate Republicans will propose a bill to slash unemployment benefits, increase the Pentagon budget, and provide another tax break to CEOs. Unacceptable. We need a COVID-19 relief bill that works for the working class and the most vulnerable, not wealthy campaign contributors.
That almost feels like a Bernie tweet. All right. That's a Stan Van tweet. Yes.
It's Bernie Sanders.
Fuck off! All right. 0-3. Okay.
Okay.
Let's go again.
No doubt these fanless bubble games are missing electricity. I don't love these fake fans or fake crowd noises, but they're better than nothing. I will take them without complaint.
That is not Stan Van. That is like some NBA writer or something who has no joy. Yeah, that's not Stan Van.
Damn, it's Skip Bayless, but I really wanted to get that wrong.
I got the description right too. Hell yeah. All right. So am I 1-4 now?
Yeah.
I am shooting Jimmy Butler from 3 right now in a regular game. All right. Let's go number 5.
Selling weed literally went from major felony to essential business / open during the pandemic in much of America, and yet many are still in prison. Doesn't make sense. Isn't right.
Again, I feel like Stan Van might drop in some incarceration figures, some maybe some sentence length numbers based on sort of racial inequities when it comes to sentencing as it relates to marijuana charges. But I think he would have more of a coherent argument for it, and not coherent necessarily, but just more of a fleshed out argument. So I'm going to say that is not Stan Van.
Fair. That was Elon Musk.
Oh, right on.
Too bad. I really wanted to.
Noted guy who likes weed, Elon Musk. God, that guy sucks. So I'm 2 of 5 now. All right. How many more do you got for me?
A few. We'll see how much we get into them. Okay.
Okay. Okay.
Okay. Access to the ballot box is our most fundamental right in a democratic society. That right is.
This
under
is Stan
assault.
Van.
No, it's this Ben and Jerry's.
Van. God damn it. I tried to heat check there. I got 2 in a row. Felt good, but no. All right. 2 of 6.
Okay. American history has a way of making you feel George Washington is still around. That is, when I think of Washington, I do not think of death.
That's the tweet?
Yeah.
That's not Stan Van.
You're right. It's a poem by Gregory Corso, so it's not even a tweet.
All right, I'm close to 50%. If I get the next one, I'm at 4 of 8. Let's see if I can nudge it up.
Okay. No one should be in jail for drugs. No one. The war on drugs is a failure and has devastated communities. It was just another tool for oppressing communities of color. When the opioid crisis hit, mainly white people, then all of a sudden we treated it like a medical problem.
That is a Stan Van ass tweet. I feel pretty confident. Final answer, whatever it is, I'm locking it in.
You got it. It's Stan Van.
Yeah!
And that's it.
Finally. That's it. 4 of 8. I think that's...
That's pretty good.
You know,
half?
Not terrible. Yeah. I'm doing okay.
You're doing okay.
Yeah. I'm...
I did really want you to get the Elon Musk one wrong, but I think it was because he just said selling weed. So, and I don't think Stan wouldn't say that.
Yeah, he would go with marijuana for sure. All right. That was a wonderful segment, Katie. Thank you so much for putting that together and putting me through the ringer.
No problem.
We're going to continue on with a segment on the other side called Did Nick Nurse Write This? That's coming up.
I am going to put Sean into coach.
Yeah,
a coach
put me
mindset.
In coach.
Yeah, a coach. I'm going to put Sean on the spot, which is my favorite thing to do. And also a nice thing he's letting me do to him on my birthday. Mm-hmm. And it does involve Sean kind of setting himself into the coaching mentality. So Nick Nurse wrote a book. It came out this week, if people aren't familiar. It's called Rapture, which I feel like is a little bit
It's a
dramatic.
Bad title. It's a bad title.
Wait.
We can be honest about
this. I have
this.
To read the... no, because it has the most insanely long subtitle. Rapture. 15 teams, 4 countries, 1 NBA championship, and how to find a way to win damn near anywhere.
That is such a Nick Nurse-ism.
Yeah, they were like, Nick, can we just settle on Rapture? And he's like, I don't know. What about all these, put these into somehow. Anyway, so I combed through, I don't have the book, but I combed through the free pages of the book that you can find online. Okay. And got some quotes, some true quotes. And I also have some other quotes. I won't tell you where I found those, but Sean has to tell me if Nick Nurse wrote them. A lot
Sounds
like,
good.
Did Stan Van say this?
Exactly. Do I get to guess who wrote the quote if it's not Nick Nurse?
Of course.
Okay. Okay.
I would like you to try to guess.
Okay. Cool.
To guess.
It feels
said,
like it'll be a little more difficult because it seems like the source material for these fake quotes will be far wider than just Bernie Sanders' Twitter page. So.
Yeah, perhaps, but maybe not. Maybe not.
Oh, God. Now I'm thinking everything's going to be Bernie Sanders stuff. All right. I'm ready.
Okay. Okay. Here we go. Quote number one. When we step on the floor, every second that clock is ticking, we are pedal to the metal. We run the ball, we pressure the ball. And most importantly, we control the tempo of the game.
I don't think that's Nick Nurse. I think that is that Coach Carter, Samuel L. Jackson's character in the film God Coach Carter?
Yes.
No way!
See, here I was like, this is the most just like coat, like level coach thing to say. But
well, that speaks to the quality of Coach Carter, the most cliche ridden movie perhaps ever made.
Yeah, I guess it's, I've heard Nick say everything except for when we step on the floor every second that clock is ticking. But he said all the other things, you know?
I just remember Coach Carter being kind of like a cracked a whip type of coach. He was all about conditioning, suicides. And that seemed like, yeah, it was sort of the analogous sort of speech you would hear from Herb Brooks character, or Kurt Russell playing Herb Brooks in Miracle, where he's also an insane taskmaster coach. So that's kind of where I drew the. I truthfully was not very confident in my guess, but I'll take it.
All right. Well, you're one for one. I can't believe it. quote number two. I was never part of any coaching tree. I was a long way from all that. A hoops vagabond toiling in the basketball backwaters.
That's definitely Nick Nurse, for sure.
It is.
Okay. Yeah, he's a real use the word vagabond casually kind of person, I think.
And I should say, on that note, on the vagabond note, Phil Jackson did write the foreword.
Oh, yeah. Knowing that Phil Jackson is part of Nick Nurse's story is, I think, really going to help me in this exercise. I can kind of sense a Phil Jacksonism as well, especially since The Last Dance was so recent. Mm-hmm. All right. So I'm two for two.
Okay. Yeah, this is wild. This is really backfiring. Okay. Quote number three. The corn could easily cut you. Even if it was 95 degrees, you dressed in jeans, a long sleeve shirt, a bandana rolled around your neck, and socks on your hands with little holes cut out for your fingers and pulled high on your forearm so your wrists didn't get sliced up.
I'm going to say that is Nick Nurse because it sounds like an Iowa-ass thing, but also it could be a passage from Of Mice and Men. But I'll say it's Nick Nurse.
It's Nick Nurse.
Yes.
Damn. Okay.
Three for three.
Well, I guess you just know Nick a little bit better than perhaps you know Stan.
I guess so. I guess so.
Nick and Coach Carter, I should say.
Yeah, true.
all right. Quote number four. Farm families banded together and moved from farm to farm. Harvesting the corn and preparing meals is a community event. The collective effort, framed as a social event, eased the drudgery of the task and kept spirits high.
Yeah, that's not Nick Nurse. This feels like a passage from like a history book where you're learning about the feudal system or something like that.
This is from the book Beautiful Corn by Anthony Boutard. Damn it!
Are you giving me four for four? Or am I 3.5 for 4 because I didn't get the correct source?
I don't know that. No, you're 4 for 4. Okay, you don't have to guess Beautiful Corn.
Okay.
I don't know that. I'd be if you knew the book, I think would just stop right now.
I feel like.
Oh, yeah, that's Beautiful Corn.
I don't put me in coach is probably going to be the title of today's episode, but Beautiful Corn is a good second option if we want to go with that. How many more do you have for me?
I got two more.
Okay. All right.
Okay. Quote, just because you deserve this doesn't mean they're going to give it to you. Sometimes you got to take what's yours.
Ooh. I will say, yes, that is Nick Nurse discussing his like hiring process with the Raptors, probably.
That's Coach Carter.
No! damn it. Say the quote again.
Just because you deserve this doesn't mean they're going to give it to you. Sometimes you got to take what's yours.
Oh, yeah. That I can't envision that in Nick Nurse's twang. That's definitely Coach Carter now upon second review. Damn it. Okay. Thought I might go perfect.
I mean, this is the best you've ever done, so don't worry about it. And you have one more, too. Okay. This is the last quote.
Send it on over.
The little things add up. Let's do all the little things right. Loose ball gets us 2 points. Tip pass gets us to 4. Steal gets us another 2. Now we're at 6. Turnover out of our press gets us to 8. All that shit adds up. Every box out, every hustle, every loose ball, every trap. Put all that together, all of a sudden we're pretty effing tough to beat.
So I'm torn between two options here. It's either Nick Nurse. He's talking about traps and presses and all that stuff, and I can definitely feel a twang there. But it also could definitely be Ben Affleck's character in The Way Back. Can I hear the quote again, please?
No, it's so long.
Okay, fine, fine. There's an asterisk now if I lose this, but that's fine.
Okay, I'll read it again.
Okay, thank you. Thank you. I need to close my eyes and envision an Iowan saying it, and if it makes sense. Okay. Go on.
The little things add up. Let's do all the little things right. Loose ball gets us 2 points. Tip pass gets us to 4. Steal gets us another 2. Now we're at 6. Turnover out of our press gets us to 8. All this shit adds up. Every box out, every hustle, every loose ball, every trap. Put all that together, all of a sudden we're pretty effing tough to beat.
I think that's Ben Affleck's character in The Way Back.
Yeah, it's alcoholic basketball coach Ben Affleck. I was trying to read it in a more wholesome voice.
The effing and it threw almost me off threw because, you. Yeah. Yeah, the effing sounds like a Nick Nurse trying not to swear for the ghostwriter thing.
Mm-hmm. Well, he swears in the quote, like he says the F word. But I'm not trying to put an explicit rating on this episode.
Well, we already have it, but that's fine. You're missing the very, very vulgar second verse of Center Field when John Fogerty talks about the dark side of being a minor league baseball player. That's coming up soon. Yeah.
Well, congratulations.
Thank you so much. Ooh. See, I know that Ben Affleck's character is someone who, you know, speaks to you. Not that you're an alcoholic basketball coach, but I know that you appreciate that film. And so I knew that you were going to try to shoehorn it in there somewhere. That probably helped, but I feel pretty good.
It was hard not to find one that was very clearly like screaming at teenagers or wasted.
I mean, it was a good call pulling that one because, again, the trap talk and the full court press talk is certainly Nick Nurse ass strategy.
Yes.
If only there had been something where the word schemes was used, because that's definitely Nick Nurse stuff and not Ben Affleck.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. Yeah.
Well, that was great, Katie.
Jeez, I can't believe you did so well, but congratulations.
Katie, we are going to go now to the segment we're trying out this week. This week, we are using an inspiration that is many years old that I thought was 2 days old, and you will roast me accordingly, and then we will introduce the segment coming up on the other side. Stick around. All right, Katie, we have hit, once again, the segment we're trying out this week. And as alluded to off the top, we have done similar segments to the one we are about to impose upon all of you in the past in the form of, did Nick Nurse say this? Did Stan Vance say this? We have a similar Taylor Swift-inspired segment for you today. But before we explain the segment, we should probably talk about the impetus for Taylor Swift being the thing around which we have structured this segment. So Russell Westbrook, apparently, for many, many years, has been a Taylor Swift fan. Taylor Swift posted a video after he won MVP in 2017 saying how happy she was for him and happy she was for his support and all that stuff. Very heartwarming things and all that. I didn't know that video existed until this week when I believe the Washington Wizards quote tweeted that old video in a Russell Westbrook all-star promotion attempt where they were trying to rope in Taylor Swift, if I recall, which, hey, it'd be a pretty good marketing ploy if you could do that. So I thought it was brand new. I thought Russell Westbrook singing to Bad Blood in his car was a new thing. It's not. It's very, very old. Katie, how dumb am I for not knowing this? Is this like common NBA knowledge that Russell Westbrook is a Swiftie?
Yeah, because he's done it so many times. Like, he went to her concert, I think, in like 2014 or 2015. And he had like a video of himself, like very close, singing along. He was singing We Are Never Getting Back Together. He sang that same song in his car another occasion. And then there's the video that you mentioned. So yeah, I think there have been ample videos that have made the rounds. I feel like this is a prime thing that like my like aunts and like kind of fall for, people's like aunts on Facebook, you know, if they're like, have you seen this? And you're like, oh, this is 10 years old. Like, this is 5 years old. And they get really up in arms and worried about things. But, you know, that's what I feel like kind of happened to you here.
So I'm a Facebook aunt is what you're saying. That's lovely. Very happy
susceptible.
To hear that.
Very susceptible.
And I think we found our episode title. Sean is a Facebook aunt. So off of that, Katie, what we were originally going to do was I was like, hey, Russell Westbrook's a new Taylor Swift fan. We should do a Name That Tune segment with Taylor Swift songs. And then it was again revealed that I'm wrong and dumb and behind the times. So we've switched it up and we're going with another old favorite. This one, Katie, do you want to explain it?
Yeah. Which Swift said this?
Yes.
So Stromae Swift. Or Taylor Swift.
Stromae Swift, I believe, was my first favorite basketball player, if I'm being totally honest.
Excellent.
Yeah, he was a cool-ass dunker who played for the Vancouver Grizzlies, and I thought that was rad. I obviously had Raptors guys who I love too, but in terms of like non-Vince Carter, non-Raptors players, I thought Stromae Swift was my guy. I would always trade for him in NBA live video games, even though he was always like a 68 and wasn't very good. I would always feed him the ball to try to get him to do cool dunks, and wasn't very good at the game as a result, but shout out to Stromae Swift. So what's the, is it like Taylor Swift lyrics and Stromae Swift quotes? Is that what we're going with here?
You'll have to see, man.
Okay, fair enough. Take it away then, Katie. Which Swift said this? Let's begin.
Okay, first quote. There are two ways you can get through pain. You can let it destroy you, or you can use it as fuel to drive you.
So I don't think that's a song lyric. But that does sound kind of like a Taylor Swift thing that she would say about a breakup that she had or something. I'm going to go Taylor Swift.
Okay, you got it.
Yeah!
That was an easy intro.
Excellent. Where was that quote from? Was that a lyric or was it a quote?
That was just a quote.
Okay, fair enough.
Just a quote.
All right, I'm one for one. Better than I'm usually doing. And the dog is happy about it too.
Maybe he's upset.
Maybe. It seemed like a jovial bark, but hey, who am I to say?
Okay. Quote number two. I'm ready to get it over with. It will relieve a lot of pressure.
To me, that sounds like a Stromae Swift, like before his first NBA game or something like that. I'll say Stromae Swift.
Yeah, it's Stro.
Okay, right on. Two for two. Okay. Not as difficult as Stan Van versus Bernie tweets, I gotta say.
No.
Maybe I'm speaking way too soon. All right,
okay.
What's the next one?
My legs still work, bright lights kind of hurt, but I can get through it.
So I could see this being either. I could see this being Stromae Swift talking about injury problems. Maybe migraine issues with bright lights. But I don't think there's quite enough of a connection there to make it a basketball quote. So yeah, I will say that's Taylor Swift.
Wrong.
What?
That's true.
Oh my, do you know what the context of that was?
I think he was talking about coming back from an injury.
Oh my God.
Where he got a little bit shook up. Maybe concussed, you know?
Shit. Yeah. Oh, fair enough. Damn. It also sounded like that could easily have been a lyric. There's a little bit of a rhyming cadence to it. Damn it. Mm-hmm. Good one. You got me. I'm 2 for 3. Shit.
Okay. We would travel so much. It's fun because you're living your dream, but the travel can be exhausting.
That's got to be Stromile Swift, right? Like, especially he played in Vancouver. Long cross-country flights. There is touring, but Taylor Swift is like a solo act, so I don't think the we would seep in there for Taylor Swift. So I'm going to say it's Stromile Swift.
Yeah, you're right. I tried to throw you off. Oh, hell
yeah. Yeah, I thought you maybe were, or maybe you were doing the meta thing where you were trying to throw me off, but intentionally, like, trying to make it clear that you were trying to throw me off. Anyway, I'm glad I got it right. But again, a very good one, because it could have gone either way, for sure.
Okay.
3 for 4. I'm doing it better than I ever have. I'm feeling good about
this.
Yeah,
you really are. You're really in tune to both of these artists. This is the last one.
Okay, right on.
I'm intimidated by the fear of being average.
I'm intimidated by the fear of being average. I don't think Taylor Swift is a particularly modest person. And so I don't even know if the idea of being average would ever cross her mind. I think she just thinks she's Taylor Swift and that she rules. And I know it probably, like, by law of averages, we should have a Taylor Swift quote again. But maybe you're trying to own me with that and trying to confuse me. I'm thinking back to the Nick Nurse segment. I think more of the quotes were Nick Nurse than were not. Even ones that seemed a little bit. I'm going to go, this is Stromile Swift as well.
This is Taylor Swift.
Shit. Is that a song? I would have to
disagree. No, I think she said it in an interview. In that I think she presents herself as thinking she's really cool, especially in her songs. But I also think she's gone through some, you know, head stuff of being like, you know, she's also like reviled by a lot of people. I feel like that's going to get to you. But also, I just want to say there's really nothing wrong with being average, folks.
No, there's not. I'm aggressively average all the time, Katie. That's basically my operating level at all times. So, yeah, I'm sorry for assuming Taylor Swift did not have insecurities. You know, that
that's okay.
Misguided. But, you know,
maybe Stro's the real one without insecurities, honestly.
Maybe.
More power to
maybe.
Him.
Well, that was wonderful, Katie. Thank you so much. That was ended up being a lot more difficult than I expected it would be. 3 of 5, though. I'll take it.
Yeah, it's tough. I will say it was tough to kind of come out with good parallels because they both achieved kind of their own brand of fame in very different eras. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So I was going through some recent-ish interviews with Stro to try and pull like a kind of likeness because otherwise the cadence is off too much. But it obviously worked because I got your ass.
You did. I mean, Stromile Swift seems to have had some pretty eloquent quotes, apparently. Wish he was in the league longer so we could have gotten more of a catalog. Maybe there's a part two we can do to this one day. But yeah, thanks for curating the list there, Katie. I was curious if you're going to go other Swifts outside of Stromile. I was looking at the list of former NBA players, and there's Robert Swift, which, of course, is a very sad story. But there's also a guy named Skeeter Swift, maybe the best name in the history of sports, totally under the radar, who played in the NBA from 1970 to 74 for a bunch of teams. I thought maybe there'd be a Skeeter Swift quote in there, but I would have probably been able to tell with all the 70s slang and terminology that would have been involved.
Yeah, so. Most likely. But it would have been a good wild card. Maybe next time.
Yeah. And that will do it. Thank you so much for listening. We'll talk to you again next week with another episode of Basketball?